Well, he was the best player in Spain in 2004, and then he had so many injuries, especially one in his ankle, and from that point he began to lose the fitness, and he never was the player he was before 2004. But still, he had some brilliant moment because he's very strong, skillful, very good technique, and his left foot is very, very good one. The question is, will he be the fantastic player he was before those injuries? We don't know, because we had some suspicion that he didn't have the will to be the brilliant player he was. So I think that's a very good place to go, second division in England, in order to forget all the bad feelings he had in the last years and to restart his career and to be the player he was.
Because in his day, he won two La Ligas, the Copa del Rey. I mean, he was a special player and a real talent, especially going forward.
Yes, that was a very defensive Valencia, the one who won two leagues and the UEFA Cup, and he was the most brilliant attacker. He was a player playing in midfield, but he scored many goals because he was very fast, he was very strong, and he arrived to the other to the net very easily. So I think he's still young, and he can play. But I've been told that he's very, very happy with his new signing for Brighton.
And just finally, what about the people in Valencia? How do they look back on him as a player? Is he still cherished and loved as a player?
Well, I think people will recognize how good he was and how important in a couple of years, because people disagree with his last years here in Valencia.
Right.
Most people thought that he was earning too much money for what he was giving. Mm-hmm. But I think at the end of his career, or in some years, people will begin to recognize how good he was for the team.
Okay, lovely. I can't go without asking, Spanish football at the moment, it must be brilliant to cover. You do it for El País. It must be amazing at the moment, world champions, and you know, things going so well over there.
Yes, but there is a huge debate about the two big teams and the distance, the very big distance they have in order to the rest of the teams.
Uh-huh.
And because they're saying this is a Scottish league, because the two big ones, Real Madrid and Barça, are too long away from the rest of the teams. So there is big debate now in the Spanish league, and they are trying to do something to get it shorter, the distance between the two big teams and the rest of the teams.
Interesting. It's a bit like in Scotland as well. So
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the third last season, the third was Valencia, and Valencia was 20 points below Barcelona, and that's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much. And the beginning of the championship this season, Real Madrid won 0-6. In Zaragoza, and Barcelona won 5-0 to Villarreal, who was fourth in the last season. So they won the big two won too easily their matches. So that's a big question. If they're going to do the same this season, that's too much.
Yeah.
The difference.